White Sox game has been canceled, so it is the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. This actually is our regularly scheduled time slot. It's the White Sox that get in our way.
That's right.
And, you know, God bless them. They're rebuilding.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know if you know this, Andrea, but they're rebuilding.
They are rebuilding. That's what they say.
Before we talk to our friends from Old St. Pat's and their 34th annual world's largest block party, I want to address something that came up in our last segment regarding the restrooms that we have to share, the unisex bathroom.
Yeah.
We were mentioning, and this was true also at the old station, there was a non-gender bathroom.
Right, just one.
Right outside the studio. And that would often, during my show, would often be up, and I'm in a hurry, and I've only got a certain amount of time, and I walk in there, and I'm like, okay, no, no. But it's fine. You know, I get it's not that big of a deal. It just, it seems constant.
Right.
So from the 815, and I'm going to put this to all of our guests, and I'll bring our friend Michael Guerra from the from Old St. Pat's. I'll ask him as well, and Lisa Ripson, if she wants to join us on this roundtable discussion of, wait just a minute, why is it always the man's duty to put the seat down? I'm sorry, 815. I don't know if that's your voice.
It is now.
Sounds like
artistically, him. Artistically, just, you know, this is my rendition of it. Why can't it be the woman's duty to put the seat back up? Scott, do you have any thoughts on this? Do you think that we should?
Well, my brother actually has math on his side for this argument. So stay with me on this.
Okay.
Really?
50% of what men do in the bathroom, in regards to the toilet, have the seat down. 100% of what women do has the seat down. So 75%
of usage is done with the seat down.
There you go.
It's math. You can't argue with math.
There you go. There are things that other men might be entering the bathroom for, which does not require their standing position. And maybe this is too much, but I would also gather that there are some men that don't always stand in public when they have to do other things. Even if they could stand, given the choice, there are some men that no. Okay, I'm just putting that out there. Andrea, do you think it should?
Absolutely. You know why? Because more often than not, again, 75% of the time, according to Scott's math, it's down, right? The seat
isn't used in the down position.
Correct.
Yes.
So, hence, someone who raises it should then politely put it back down, because then they're obscuring math, and there goes the whole theory of everything.
We spin off our axis. See? We fly into the sun.
Yeah.
Now, I should ask Michael Guerra what his original answer would have been, and now given more information, in particular the math scenario.
Well, I grew up in a household of 11 people. There was 6 women and 5 men, and we used to have a day a week where we call it men's rules.
Okay.
And so we could leave it up. Okay. One day a week, but otherwise they went down.
And was that liberating for you? Did you feel like, ha ha?
Oh, yeah, boys' day.
What other things were folded into men's rules day besides the seat up? Is that it? Is that all you wanted?
Yeah, I don't think they're really fit for the air.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I got to find out off the air, my friend. Lisa Ripson, what do you think as far as the obligation to put the seat back down?
Well, I think that they both should be down all the time, except when they're in use.
Oh, even the lid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't have lids in public bathrooms, but that's a good point. You
at home.
At home, you should close the lid.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to get started. I don't know how many people are perhaps just eating a meal. When you flush, there's a aerosol factor of the thing.
Right. That's why you shouldn't put your toothbrushes on the sink.
Yes.
They should be in a drawer.
I'm so sorry, Scott. I don't know if I'm pretty sure it's what Lisa was going with as to why you should always close the lid of the toilet.
I just learned something.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of articles on this. We've had listeners who have tried to tangle with me on this, but there's articles after articles. And research and scientists have tested toothbrushes in bathrooms and found matter, residue of things that you would not
fecal matter, really?
Yes, thank you. That you would not want to then.
So it's a dookie toothbrush. Good Lord.
This is weird.
So yeah. World's largest block party.
Yeah.
I bet you guys are glad you came in.
Just finishing their dinner. I'm like, let's try to keep it classy. And
we
go with dookie toothbrush from Scott Sanders. There's a reason why you're a cartoonist, though. Because you have to, like, live in that world of, like, I'm going to go it has to be silly and fun because you're dealing with serious things.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my defense mechanism is to joke.
And me too.
There we go. Much better.
Thought we'd class it up a bit.
Pinkies up when you lift the seat, everyone. Okay. Mike, did you think you were going to walk into this when you wanted to talk about Old St. Pat's?
I think it's wonderful.
All right, then.
You know, in states where there's not as much water and they're trying to conserve water, they're like California, they have a rule that's...
Up to the 18th.
Hey, Mike, your mic's on. Sorry, one second. We're getting the, I know you're sending a guest up to the 18th floor.
A little bit behind the scenes action.
Exactly. I'm sorry, Mike, in some states
where they're trying to conserve water, they have a little ditty that they say, you should always close the top, but if it's yellow, be mellow, and if it's brown, let it go down.
Yep. We had that in my dorm, exact same thing. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Why? Where did you go to school?
University of Illinois.
They have water there.
I know, but
yeah, I went there. We never had that saying.
It was in Allen Hall, and
the six pack.
Yeah,
thing.
The Allen Hall was a little more hippie, a little more granola eating, stock wearing, hacky sacking outside.
Hacky sacking, yes,
all of that stuff. Okay, that's not what we're here to talk about, Mike O'Gara from Old St. Pat's. What is your role at Old St. Pat's?
Please don't tell me priest. I'm the director, the businessman.
The businessman at Old St. Pat's.
Right.
How old is Old St. Pat's?
Well, it was built in 1852.
Wow.
So you do the math, it's nearly 175 years.
And you're over on, what street are you on?
That's at Adams and Des Plaines in the West Loop.
So the church did survive the Great Fire?
It did. It survived the Great Fire. The fire leapt across.
Oh, really?
The other side, yes.
Well, the Catholics must have loved that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a wonderful claim to history. Yes. I love that. Yes. So tell us about the 34th annual Old St. Pat's Block Party.
Well, and that's it, the 34th annual. It's a big festival. It's an original created by Old St. Pat's, and it is a way to, we're this year, bringing it back to the block. So although it's been around 34 years, it hasn't always been right there at the corner. It got so large, we had to move it someplace else. Now we've come back to the block. It's a little bit more family friendly. We have kids zones on Saturday afternoon, and it's a great festival. Lots of music, food, fun, and any proceeds from this go to support our mission, specifically our social outreach programs, our social justice programs, and the ongoing ministries of Old St. Pat's.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love it.
I like it's the world's large, that there's so many. I love the stats that you guys come up with every year, how many people meet and marry eventually, too.
Exactly. Back in the day when it started, there wasn't a whole lot of parishioners at Old St. Pat's, and that's what's now we like to say, well, we're about 4,000 families, so it's certainly done something.
Wow. And do you have to register anything in order to lay claim to world's largest block party? Is there any sort of information, any regulations for this?
Not that I know of.
Have you had to take anyone to court or challenge them on their rivaling?
No one's going to challenge us, right?
Not Old St. Pat's. No. That seems like a dangerous way to go.
Right? That's right.
I know we've got musicians coming in a little bit later.
Yes,
and that's fantastic. And I love the idea of it because Chicago is about blocks, right? Mm-hmm. It is about that's what's going on your block. We don't necessarily get to know our neighbors, and this is a great way for so many people in Chicago to come to one block and get to know each other.
Yes, it's quite a community building opportunity, and our neighbors are happy to come and party. We we're the big elephant in the block. We take up almost an entire city block, so people like to come and participate. We like to treat them to some fun times.
I've run into that traffic jam.
Yeah. I know. Oh my God, big time! Trying to get on.
Drive around it. Yeah, drive around it. Drive around Adams. It's at Adams and Des Plaines. That's a good area to do it though, because it's not quite in the loop.
That's right.
It's just outside the loop.
Just West Loop. Just easy transportation for those who come from the Ogilvie Transportation Center. It's just a couple blocks west of the trains.
There's so many festivals and block parties and everything in this city, as we were just alluding to. But what would you guys say is the secret to the success of this one? I mean, this is known everywhere.
Well, just I think because it's just down home. It's not too much. It's not too flashy. And it's in keeping with our mission, which is hospitality. So the main tenet of our mission is to be a house of welcome. And the proceeds, as I say, support our mission, which is to be mercy and healing. But it's the attitude of the folks. It's just a really fun time.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you've got so much great food there, too. Is it Tomates Fresh Kitchen?
Yeah.
Tomates?
Yeah.
Where are they located?
In the city.
Go find it.
They're going to be right at the block party on Saturday.
You can find out there and see how you can learn more about their... That's what I always love about any sort of festival like this, is that you get to find out about the businesses in your city, right? That's kind of... The Taste of Chicago got to this point where it was so big, but I loved going and sampling things. Food I'd never had, like Ethiopian food or, different kinds of, South Side food that I'd never... Because I don't go South Side.
Oh, I'm taking you South.
I know.
We're going to do another field trip.
I just... South Side. South of the Art Institute. I don't know why.
God.
I can't. It's all number streets, Scott. I'm not good with the South Side.
Oh, my God. But all you have to do is follow the numbers. That's it. So we'll take you to Rainbow Cone. We'll take you to Junior's Hot Dogs, Traversos for Pizza.
And I love Beverly. Beverly's a great
neighborhood.
I've performed there many times. I got a lot of friends in Bridgeport. I need to spend more time. Where'd you grow up,
That's
Mike?
Old St. Pat South, Beverly.
Oh, there you go. That's that parish.
I grew up in Wilmette.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yep. Fancy.
Oh, I don't know about that. The other side of the tracks.
I know how you feel. I grew up in Norwood Park, and everyone's like, oh, that's a really nice neighborhood. I'm like, I grew up above a bank. Literally on the other side of the tracks.
Yeah. Well, so I'm at the Irish parish now, but I grew up in a Italian parish. We were the token Irishmen in the Italian.
Oh, were you? What was your parish up there?
St. Joseph's.
Yeah. There you go. Right. How did you get involved with the old St. Pat's?
Well, I've been a parishioner for about 9 years, and I just started in the business role with them about a little less than a year ago.
Is there like a clamoring to be the chairman of this party? I mean, because normally, you know, you're at church, they say get involved, you know, donate books, do something of that sort. But does everybody want to be eventually, is this kind of what you strive to be?
Volunteer group is probably 150 plus strong, and I just met two or three of them in the parking lot. We're clearing to set things up, and they've been on the volunteer committee for all of the 34 years. So yes, there are people that that just clamor for this and get to this. We have different barbecues, some of our ministries take over the barbecue for certain hours, and there's a competition to see who can sell more hamburgers or hot dogs at a given time.
Is there a lot of intrigue? Do you have to watch your back?
No, only in the bags game.
Plus, there's a pot of gold raffle. You've got a chance to win $20,000.
$20,000, yep.
Come other great down. Prizes, yeah. More there. With our friends from Old St. Pat's when we come back on 720 WGN. The White Sox got canceled. It's a rainout. So it's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. More on 720 WGN. We are so excited to have our friends from Old St. Pat's. It is the world's largest block party this weekend. You know you want to be there. It is, what time is it? It starts on Friday at 5:30 and goes through, does it go through Sunday? Or is it just Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday.
I'm going to need an extra day. If it's going to be that big, why would you just do 2 days?
I know, right?
You know,
it's open at 5.
At 5, okay.
And then on Friday. And the band starts at 5:30.
It's $10, right?
$10.
You can't beat that to hear the music that you're going to hear. And
it is, but if you'll come right after work from 5 to 6, it's free admission on Friday.
What?
Come in.
Yeah. I know what we should do before work. We have time before work.
Yeah, we should.
And then if you want a VIP, what is a VIP ticket entail with $50?
VIP ticket is $50, and it's a separate setup. They have their own tents. They have their own food. They've got the concierge service, if you will.
Oh.
Right next to the stage.
They do that at Ribfest. You have there's a cooling area. You have a sort of a more private, like more secluded bathroom area. So that's not like where everybody else is using it. So that's very cool. We also have.
They probably won't need the tent because the weather's going to be great. It's going to be sunny tomorrow.
Yeah. But if they want to get away from the crowds, it's a good place to go. Yeah. Linda says that there is a competing block party. Linda, tell us who thinks they're the bigger block party.
47 years ago, the first time I went to see my visit my husband's family, San Antonio, Texas. We went there just a week. And every year, about the third or fourth week of April, they have fiesta, and it's called the world's largest block party.
Uh-oh.
And you can go, and San Antonio is totally opened up. They have, it's for a whole week, they have booths with
the
food in this one area. And from all the different ethnic groups that helped settle Texas.
Yeah, but it's Texas. They think everything down there is the biggest. I mean, so I can't believe them. That's fake news.
They said 47 years ago, world's largest block party. And, I mean, it's a lot bigger than what Old St. Pat's is.
I don't know, Linda. Old St. Pat's has the website. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know, but I know San Antonio is open. There's so many different things going on. You couldn't just walk to everything.
Wait, so here's my question. Let me ask you this. You said the whole city opens up. So this is...
Yes.
So Old St. Pat's is literally just on a block. The reason it's the biggest is the population that attends it, I'm guessing.
Right. Yes. We've had as many as 20,000 people. And typically between 10,000 and 20,000 people will attend over the weekend. Block.
Going to San Antonio, and you go into Oniosa, that's a night in Old San Antonio. And they have all kind of music and stuff. Starting from when Texas was first being settled, the people go and they have special tours for the Alamo because that's part of Texas and part of the block in the city. It's really fantastic.
That's great. And you mentioned O'Neill. So you see, that was a guy that was at Old St. Pat's to begin with, and he went down there to study. There you go. So that's fantastic.
That's Neil Seth.
I love Linda. I love Linda. Linda's like, no, it is the biggest block party, the world's largest. I'm trying to find it, and it's not coming up on a Google search. But here's what I think. I think that for, you know, educational purposes and for research, I think we need to go down to San Antonio and check out this party that Linda's talking about.
Sure.
Yeah, so
it's either the third or fourth week of April, usually.
Oh, so it's
sometimes
technically,
Easter runs into it a little bit.
Technically not competing, though. Not really then competing.
Not competing at the same time.
Yeah, because it's different, weekends. Yeah.
But they're trying to, Linda's saying that they claim the same title. So I think I should be able to judge them fairly by experiencing them both equally.
Yeah, let's load up the van, the WGN van, and let's go.
I think St. Pat's
wins. Your boys will love it.
I'm going to do, I love San Antonio. The river walk is amazing. The food, the people. Yes. I love the river walk.
Love it. Ours is better, though.
Yeah.
The river walk? We like
it. Is.
Sorry.
Well,
Chicago's better.
On your block party.
Yes. Well, you got to come to Linda. You got to come to the Old St. Pat's block party, okay?
I have been a couple of times.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Well, enjoy the rest of your week, all right? Thank you, Linda.
Good, sure. Okay, bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. Okay. It's just so funny. She wanted to tangle on that. Well, she was talking about how they're celebrating, you know, the founding of San Antonio. What's the history behind Old St. Pat's world's largest block party?
Thank you. When Father Jack Wall came to Old St. Pat's in the early 80s, there was only a handful of parishioners that were on the rolls, and it was difficult to try to attract folks, since it's not a typical parish, right? We're in the West Loop. We have people now today. There's 4,000 families that got the message of Old St. Pat's through the block party. The message started to travel. And those 4,000 families represent about 225 zip codes. So people come some an hour and a half to 2 hours every day on Sundays just to join in our liturgies. The block party has become so popular that, you know, calls from all over the country are coming in. People are coming from all over North Carolina, from Massachusetts. They come back every year just for the parties.
Oh, I want to know how you get the bands that you have. Maggie Speaks. I mean, every year the bands are awesome. How do you get all these great bands?
We have a great team of people that work on the bands all year long. And it's just known so much for having great bands and a great crowd and people having a lot of fun.
And they want to come to you.
They want to come.
Yeah,
we have people, like, I have emails and calls, like, hey, we really want to be a part of the block party. What's the process? And you know, it's really
cool.
A great
that feels great.
Yeah.
I'll bet. Yeah,
it's great.
We're gonna hear from some music from the Walk-Ins, who will be playing at Old St. Pat's world's largest block party. It's a 34th annual.
Got it. Here we go. Ready?
I'm not going to tease.
34th annual.
No. Look at it. I'm not going to make fun of Lisa on the air. I'm just going to. I came right up to the word and I was like, oh, did you do that? Yeah. All right, Chris.
Okay.
It's all right. It happens. It was autofill. Let's put it that way. Like Andre's like, it's 34th. I got it.
It's 34th
I know.
Annual.
I just saw a word fart in front of me and I thought I would just.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm like, wait, it's the 34th annual. Oh, wait.
34rd.
It's a really interesting way to say it.
It's,
right?
I think it works, actually. I mean, why is it TH instead of RD?
Right, because it's third.
Ford. It's like a Ford.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
Must be mad.
It is the 34th annual world's largest block party for Old St. Pat's. We're going to hear some music from the Walk-Ins in just a little bit. And don't forget, it's so accessible. You can take public transportation near Union Station and the Ogilvy Transportation Center. You can take the bus, the L, because they're right at Adams and Des Plaines, so it's easy to get to. And there's going to be music and food. There's a lot of great family-friendly events with the Kids Zone, especially from 2 to 6 on the 23rd, including a bounce house, a Papa Shot.
Yes.
That's for you,
yes.
Andrea.
I love the Papa Shot.
Wait, I'm sorry. What's a Papa Shot?
We're going to do a competition.
She likes Papa Shot.
You know the little mini basketballs?
Basket. Oh,
and
okay.
Then there are two basketballs lined up right next to each other about, what would you say, you know, 10 feet away, perhaps?
I don't do
Is
this.
It 8 feet? 8 feet, and it's a tiny little basketball, and you just keep shooting and shooting and shooting,
right.
And shooting and shooting. They sell them at Costco now. I almost bought one.
Oh, did you really almost buy a Pop Shot?
Yeah, it's so cool.
It will not fit in our office, just so you know.
I know. Patty and I were asking each other questions earlier this week, getting to know each other and having the listeners getting to know a little bit about us, and it was, what Olympic sport would you just master?
Mm-hmm. No, what should be an Olympic sport that you would be a gold medalist at?
That's
and
it.
Mine would be parallel parking.
Yeah. And
really? Are you that
shot.
Good?
I'm that good.
And yours was?
And mine's Papa Shot.
Papa Shot.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Without any scratches, no dents, no hitting the curb. all that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
What just, could be an Olympic sport is life-size Jenga.
Life-size, which you also have at the World.
Life-size Jenga, about 5 foot tall.
Nice, well played.
When we say jumbo Jenga, how big are we talking? How tall does it get?
5 feet.
Have you played this?
Yes, I have.
Oh, it's awesome, isn't
very,
it?
Very fun. Yeah.
Made by one of the volunteers, actually. And we also have a big other things for the kids to be playing.
There's bounce houses and
obstacle courses. Yes.
Okay, now hold on. Now the bounce houses are for the kids. That's wrong.
I know.
Okay.
My friend Scott, I've had two kids. I cannot do the bounce house anymore.
They're the only ones that don't get hurt.
At a certain age, and you shouldn't maybe do the bounce house. Yeah, for that reason, you can get hurt.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the kids can get hurt. Man, it is fun to go in a bounce house, though. There's a lot of places you can go. I think that there's like these inflatable, like the jump zone. I think they don't they have adult parties there, or is it just for the kids, too?
No, I think you can go as an adult.
I know they're opening like a trampoline world up by me, not too far from you.
Fantastic.
It's at the Village Crossing over there, over by there at Niles and Skokie. Yeah, over by there. See?
Over by there?
My dad would always say over by there. Yeah.
There's a lot of adult things to do there as well. You know, the Pacifico is one of our big sponsors this year, and they're going to have a beautiful van there with all kinds of their cervezas and a couple of specialty cocktails as well.
You got to have a cerveza at Old St. Pat's. For me, that seems like the perfect place to have
it. Oh, cerveza.
It works for me. Let's take a break here. By the way, before I do go to the news, we were talking earlier about catching people in their skivvies. Do you say skivvies, Mike, or am I really the only person left in America that says skivvies?
No, I think you can say skivvies.
I can say skivvies, right?
Well, she can say it.
But nobody else does.
Should she say it?
I also say holla from the 847. One time a friend and I were working late at my parents' house when I was in college, and we accidentally woke my dad by being too giggly. He stumbled down the hall in his tidy whities and his comb over all messed up. We started laughing even harder because in that moment he looked exactly like Homer Simpson. So there you go.
Dope.
A lot of questions about... Oh, and Andrea, someone says from the 312, don't forget to take Patty to Diane's place during your Southside visit.
Tasty Freeze Diane.
She'd love to see you again.
My girl.
And Diane apparently is very happy about your new partnership, and that's from our friend Paul.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. We love Diane. We're going to Tasty Freeze, too.
I can answer a text. Which one's the 847? Let me see what they're from the 39th. Let's see. 847. Let me find the rest. I have to find the rest of your text.
Our text program is so weird.
Really, I couldn't. No, I don't know which one you sent us. I talked about the expressway. I did that one. No, I don't know what you messaged. Sorry. I'll try to find out what you were requesting. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know the White Sox are scheduled to be playing right now, but they have been rained out. The game was called earlier today. A lot of people joking, well, it's not raining now, but, you know, they have to, one, they're looking at the weather systems. They also have to, you know, the groundskeepers have make a decision at some point as to how saturated the outfield is and things like that. So,
don't you think, honestly, that more baseball games are canceled now than ever before? Remember when we were kids? I just remember sitting with my dad, and it'd be pouring rain. We'd go in the concourse, wait it out. Or they would have a ton of rain delays. Remember, because, you know, but we'd watch the old Cubs games and then the old Sox games too. But, there'd be like rain delay theater. And then they would wait it out for hours. And now it's more preemptively canceled.
They cancel it ahead of time. I was at a game one time at Wrigley, and there was the threat of rain.
Yeah.
And they waited. And they waited. It never rained. And they had waited so long, they called the game.
No.
For the threat of rain. Never rained.
Now,
yeah.
To me, that's
we drank
crazy.
A lot of margaritas that night.
Yeah, I was going to say, just play. And if you see the lightning, then stop. Of course, they probably don't agree with me.
Like, by the way, somebody is texting from the 773 that you look absolutely gorgeous and casual with your hair pulled back.
Oh, I know. I've been wearing my hair pulled back a lot.
I like it, too.
The whole week.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I started that in Greece. I was on vacation last week for 2 weeks, and I didn't want to... I thought, you know what? I'm not going to... It takes plus you have to bring your hair dryer and you're hiking and you're swimming. So I wore my hair back. So I've been doing it. Thank you, by the way, because I was wondering how it would look.
Thanks. It looks great.
You like it?
My husband mentioned it too. And I was like, hey, back off. All right.
He's a sweetheart.
What do you do when you're watching the screen there?
Yeah. Stop watching her on the screen. but thank you.
Now, are we getting on the live stream? Are we getting the back of my head only, Michael?
No, that's what. See
over there.
Wave to the screen. Hi. So you can see both of us.
You know, we got these new counters. So they raised the console. For the entire studio. And so I used to stand a lot. So this, you would think that this would be great. Only I kind of like standing and leaning.
Oh yeah.
But now I look tiny.
You do. Stand.
Yeah.
Now this is great radio.
Yeah.
I stand. I feel the same way. It looks like I'm sitting still.
Yeah,
right.
So
standing.
Difference. Yeah.
Sitting. Standing.
The
sitting.
I'm actually taller if I sit down. I don't understand what's happening. I look tiny. I'm only 5'6".
Yeah.
But how tall are you?
I'm 5'6" as well.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm shorter.
We're the same height. But actually, it's like 5'5¾". You know, but I always round up.
Oh, you have to round up. Yeah, they don't want to know that nonsense at the Secretary of State.
No. And then for the weight, I always round down.
Oh, I'm not going to talk about that.
My goal is to get back to my driver's license weight.
Me too. Me too. But you know? I finally caved and added 10 pounds to it. Now I'm trying to get back down to that weight. So I asked Michael Garrett to stay because you wanted to mention a few more things about the block party. Here's the thing. Sometimes we have all the information we want to share about an event, but there are people we want to thank that really make this happen too. What do you want to say, Mike?
Thanks so much. Yes, Sheila Griffin and Kathleen Quinlan are our leaders of this block party, but also a shout out to our maintenance team who'll be working nonstop for about 72 hours, setting things up and making sure that the party goes along. Also, just wanted to give a shout out to our sponsors, Pacifico, who's be handling our beer. The wines are supplied by Lise Fitch, and Coca-Cola's supplying the bottled water and soda. We've got a lot of great food items: Buddy's Ice, Tomate's Fresh Kitchen, Gourmet Delights, Kwong Noodles, Connie's Pizza, our own barbecue grill. Beautiful
Not
music
starving.
Acts.
I know. I wish we should have said bring samples, but you brought wine, so that's for later.
Thank you. The music acts on Friday. We've got Maggie Speaks and Mike and Joe on Friday, the June 22nd, and on Saturday we have the Walk-Ins. We'll be here in a bit. Howl to Go, Dueling Pianos. We have Seventh Heaven and Trippin' Billy's, a Dave Matthews cover band, who'll be the headliner on Saturday night. The parties go until 10:30 every night, and after that, we shut down because it is a block party, after all.
Mm-hmm.
And then the parties continue with some of our local haunts, Dugan's, the Green Street Local, and the Lodge, who are big supporters for us.
Oh, the Lodge, yeah.
There you go.
So, but thank you so much for having us on and help us get the word out.
Absolutely.
If folks can't make it down for this event, how can they participate with Old St. Pat's? It's a legendary church here. Obviously, you have a lot of programs going on. You mentioned your mission and the social programs that you do. How can people get involved with Old St. Pat's?
Well, first go to our website, oldstpats.org. We're on all the social media as well. We have 37 ministries, so we're in many communities. We have a large program with North Lawndale, our kinship initiative. We are involved in almost anything you can think of in some ministries that many churches don't have. So come on down. We have masses. We're open on Sunday all day. We've got 7 masses on every Sunday. And
wait, I'm sorry. Did you say 7 mass? I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9:30, 11:15. Sometimes the 9:30, 11:15, we have 2 because so many people come.
What?
We also have 5 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Oh, wow. Now,
see, I grew
8 p.m.
Greek
8 p.m. Sunday night, so there's no excuse. You can be on the golf course all day, and you can still get
See,
your...
See, I grew up Greek Orthodox, and we had 1 service on Sunday, and this would be so good for me.
Yeah, I like that.
We have 7 choices.
Mm-hmm. 7 choices. 7. Our music ministry is fantastic. Again, it's a house of welcome. It's a house of engaged preaching and absolutely fabulous singable music.
What do you get if you go to all 7?
Oh, yeah.
You get a prize?
Michael. Free admission.
Oh, great. I'm in.
To the block party.
My producer likes to set goals. I kind of imagine that you would, but they have the music as well. You can go.
I can't wait. This is such a great event, especially for the city of Chicago, and the Old St. Pat's is such a beautiful cathedral. So
yes.
It's going to be a really good time, and I know that I've been to a few of them. You used to have Guster at the show, so it's always the best music, the best meeting of people, and good luck with everything.
Thanks so much.
And for, as he mentioned, you can go to Instagram, and they have photos of some of their past block parties as well. So it's Old St. Pat's Chicago on Instagram, and we look forward to seeing you again, my friend.
Thank you so much for
having us. Thanks, you guys.
Be well. More after this on 720 WGN. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. The Sox got rained out, so here we are.